With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer. Gallatin County officials had planned to discuss mandatory face coverings Tuesday, but postponed the meeting after people seeking to give public comment refused to maintain physical distancing. Health officials said the space for the in-person public meeting could accommodate around 100 people sitting in chairs spaced 6 feet apart, a measure intended to reduce the spread of COVID-19 and follow the state's reopening guidelines. But commenters quickly outnumbered chairs and several dozen people stood around the room's edges. Sheriff Brian Gutkin asked them to go to the lobby where audio and video streaming of the meeting was set up. He said they could rotate into the main room to give comment.
Before you shake your head, just wait a second. Listen to me. If you want to have this meeting, and I want you to have this meeting, and you want to have this meeting, then please follow the rules.
After several more requests, people refused to leave. Some said the county couldn't have a meeting behind closed doors. Several made references to the Black Lives Matter movement, saying they would be allowed to stay if they were carrying BLM signs. About 10 minutes after the meeting was scheduled to start, Gallatin County Commissioner Joe Skinner said,
"We are going to have this meeting virtually. I'm going to ask you one more time. You know, I'm really disappointed that there's not more consideration shown."
Gallatin County rescheduled the meeting for Friday morning at 7. It will be held virtually only. Public comments can be submitted via email and people can register for the audio live stream. The health board will discuss an emergency rule that would require people ages 12 and up to wear masks in retail businesses, bars and restaurants, government buildings, schools, and most other public indoor spaces. Exceptions would include certain people with medical conditions that would be exacerbated by wearing face coverings. A Gallatin County spokesperson said over 1,700 public comments were submitted by Tuesday. The health board on Friday will also consider extending its emergency rule requiring people who have tested positive for COVID-19 to remain in isolation until they're no longer contagious. In recent weeks, Bighorn and Missoula counties mandated mask wearing in most public spaces. The city of Whitefish voted unanimously in favor of required face coverings Tuesday, and the Butte Silver Bow Health Department will have a discussion about requiring face masks Wednesday evening. Butte Silver Bow won't make a decision until next week. With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer.